on the cats?
They may not look like they're doing much, but they're actually helping us improve website security.
Can you explain that?
I sure can. So you may have gone to a website at some point that shows you some garbled text or image and says, like, you know, maybe it's got some characters, you know, that have a bunch of lines drawn through them, or they're twisted, manipulated in some way.
Yes, I have. It's sort of like the security code.
It's exactly right. What they're trying to do is make sure that you're a human. Because the assumption, and it may sound silly, but they don't want their website exploited by automated scripts. The assumption is that telling those characters apart is actually very easy for a human and very hard for software.
Although sometimes it is a little tricky, I'm not going to lie.
And sometimes it's actually very easy for software. And in order to make it harder for software, they make things that are actually harder for people as well. As you say, it can be very tricky. So we have a different kind of problem that is actually very easy for people and very hard for software. And that is telling the difference between a cat or a dog and an image. So what we do is we show a series of images.
And when you say we, you mean?
Our software, Asira.com. If you go to the website right now, you can take a look at it. What it shows you is 12 different images, each of which is an image of either a cat or a dog. And it says, please click on the cats. If you can successfully click on the cats and click submit, then you get to move on. You're probably a human. If you can't, you're probably not a human. The challenge, of course, well, you probably can. And the challenge is, where do we come up with a set of images? Where do we get a large set? It's got to be large in order to be secure so that somebody can't just say, oh, I'll just build up a set of your database and then use it. It has to be a large set, and it's got to be properly categorized. It's got to be, the cats have got to be told they're cats, the dogs have got to be told they're dogs.
So I'm going to go with cat. I'm going to come back to that one because it's tricky. It's tricky. That's definitely a dog. Cat. Dog.
So what we did is we entered into a partnership with PetFinder.com. It's a national pet adoption site that has over 2 million images.
No, I'm well aware of PetFinder.com. Yeah,
all
because
right.
I'm usually trying to find pets.
Oh, are you? Well, my...
Hence me being drawn to this booth.
Excellent. Well, my wife is quite a junkie of... quite a devotee, I should say, of PetFinder.com. And I saw her using it quite a bit and had thought about all these images and eventually came to the realization. I was telling her about it. She was like two steps ahead of me the whole way. So I'm like, yeah, we should use PetFinder for this. And what we do is that's our source of database of images. There is over 2 million images on the site. More than 10,000 are added every day by volunteers at humane societies and paid staff at humane societies around the country. So we have a private access to their database. We use that to generate our images. And then what we're getting out of this is improving website security, and PetFinder gets out of it evangelizing their site and increasing the likelihood of adopting animals.
That's amazing. That is such a great idea. And so if I went on PetFinder.com and I adopt one of those pets, chances are my pet could be the answer to your security question.
It might well. In fact, these two animals
right here. My cat could be famous.
These two cats here are actually on the site right now, and there is about a 1 in a million chance that when we go look at that page, you will see one of these animals up there.
We won't risk it. 1 in a million doesn't sound so good. Well, this is awesome. Give me the URL again, just so everyone at home can know where to find secure web browsing.
It's Asira, Asira.com.
And are these cats legitimately for adoption right now?
They are legitimately for adoption. We have a volunteer, actually a staff member from the Humane Society over there. These are about 8 months old. It's a brother and sister, and they are up for adoption.
Do they have to be adopted together?
They do not. These two do not.
Going to separate family?
So the Humane Society's policy about that, since you asked, because I asked her, is that if they're seniors, if they've lived together a long time, they ask them not to be separated. But young ones like this will adjust very easily. They're only eight months old.
Can I hold one?
You can pet them through the wire.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Score test. I'm a human. Sucker!